The AccuWeather forecast, clouds will be on the increase today. We've had some flurries already, could see some more as the day goes on. High near 29 degrees. Be advised, some of the roads around southeast Wisconsin are a bit slick because of the light snow that's fallen this morning. Number of accidents being reported, mostly fender bender kind of stuff, coupled with some minor injuries, but again, drive with caution. Caledonia's Village Board tonight will be asked to look at allowing chickens on residential properties of less than 5 acres and not zoned agricultural. It's at the very end of the agenda under new business. The petition coming from Cindy Prattarelli, who's already had close to a dozen chickens on her property. She has since, though, moved them to a farm to be in compliance. It'll be up to the board whether to send the request to committee or not. The agenda also has resolutions for labor agreements with firefighters, Local 2740, as well as police officers, Union Local 403. One state lawmaker from De Pere wants to make sure that all arrests for drunk driving are considered together, regardless of the vehicle involved. Representative Andre Jacques says he wants to level the playing field when it comes to street vehicles, boats, even snowmobiles.
Essentially, you could have a first offense, intoxicated boating, intoxicated snowmobiling, intoxicated ATV, intoxicated use of a motor vehicle, and none of them would actually count as a repeat offense.
The De Pere Republican says he wants to make sure that penalties carry over to all types of vehicles, so a conviction for driving a car while drunk would also keep someone from operating a snowmobile. On Capitol Hill, the House is back to work today. First order of business, another vote to repeal Obamacare, which of course affects thousands of southeast Wisconsinites and many others around the country.
It marks a sharply partisan start to a congressional year in which legislating may take a backseat to politics. If a repeal of the Affordable Care Act actually passes the House today, it'll mark the first time in dozens of tries that the bill would reach President Obama's desk for a promised veto. The bill would also cut money for Planned Parenthood. The measure's already passed the Senate under special rules protecting it from Democratic obstruction, part of the political point for Republicans who intend to schedule a veto override vote for January 22nd, the day anti-abortion activists hold their annual Washington March to mark the anniversary of Roe v. Wade. Scott Carr, Washington.
Nominations still being accepted for Kenosha County's 2015 Susan B. Anthony Women of Influence Awards. The deadline is January the 8th at 5 p.m. In addition to the Lifetime Achievement Award, recognizing a woman dedicating her life to women's equality, categories for awards are being expanded this year to recognize women who've also distinguished themselves in fields such as the business, government, nonprofit, women to watch under the age of 40, and arts education. For more information, call 262-515-3745. And one local obituary, Rosemary Davies of Racine, at the age of 89, passed away December the 27th at Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Medical Center. The massive Christian burial will be coming up Tuesday morning, 11 o'clock, St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church on Spring Street in Racine. Relatives and friends going to be able to meet with the family at the church Tuesday morning at 10 up until the Mass at 11. The Marsh Meredith and Acklam Funeral Home is serving the family. The Dow Industrial Average began the first day of trading on the new year, tumbling about 350 points at the opening bell. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 also down. Investors apparently jittery about growing tensions between Iran and Saudi Arabia and their effect on oil prices. Gasoline prices here in Wisconsin should remain relatively low as this new year starts to unfold. That's according to Nick Jarmus of Wisconsin AAA. He admits, though, the industry can be pretty fickle, in case you had not noticed.
Right now, though, we don't see anything on the horizon that will change the broader supply and demand dynamics that we've seen on the global scale. So even though prices will increase, an increase from where we are now, but we anticipate we'll still be significantly below where things had been previously.
Gas prices in the state now about 30 to 40 cents a gallon cheaper than a year ago. Jarmus, though, says don't expect any major increases until the annual springtime changeover to the cleaner fuel. That is, the travel volume picks up for the warmer months. In Walworth County, four men likely drowned early yesterday after taking a canoe out onto a partially frozen mill lake in East Troy. Rescue crews recovered two of the bodies by last evening. The search resumed this morning for the other two. Mill Lake is on the north end of Lake Beulah. It's a popular resort lake just north of the village of East Troy. The four men, ages 20 to 22, all from Illinois, apparently at a lake house for the weekend. Police in Madison say a local man almost got scammed when he tried to buy some Packer tickets from somebody online, and that ought to serve as a lesson. Investigators say the buyer agreed to meet two people at a local intersection, noticed the tickets they were pushing, not exactly the correct size, and they kind of looked funny. Man told the sellers didn't want him. Immediately called police. The sellers scurried away. A 25-year-old white female, sandy blonde hair, and an African-American male with stubble who weighed over 200 pounds. Packers are in the playoffs, but boy, did they not look good on offense last night. James Jones says they can get better, and they're going to have to.
I mean, we're going to have to see. I mean, we got to come in here. We got to get back to work. I mean, we got everything we need in this locker room. We just need people to believe in each other. And, you know, once we get it rolling, it's going to be hard to stop us. So we just got to find a way to get it rolling.
Packers going to be at Washington next Sunday afternoon in the first round of the playoffs. And the fight over voter ID in Wisconsin now involves which kinds of ID are acceptable after a judge last year ruled the law is valid. Test for lawmakers defending against a suit from the One Wisconsin Institute is to show why they voted to allow certain IDs, but not others. Racine police continue investigating a reported smash-and-grab crime inside of the Target store on Durant Avenue about mid-afternoon Sunday. It happened in the electronics section involving a number of iPads being taken. The offenders leaving the building to the east, according to the initial reports. Then Mount Pleasant police got involved in helping to search for a vehicle that might have been involved, last seen in the Georgetown area. One-time Mount Pleasant Village trustee Karen Albeck being remembered after her recent passing. She was 67 years old. Albeck ran for village president in the spring 2013 election, losing to Mark Gleason. Prior to village politics, Albeck held a number of jobs, including 30 years with Racine Unified. Funeral services are Wednesday morning at Holy Communion Lutheran Church. The head of Downtown Kenosha Incorporated believes several redevelopment projects already in the works going to spur even greater activity. In a Gateway Public Radio interview, Christopher Nauman cited ongoing efforts to turn the former Elks Club building into a boutique hotel, a new 100-unit apartment building getting ready to open, plus efforts to turn the former Kresge building on 6th Avenue into working space for the arts.
Those three developments with the creative space are starting to create this hopscotch effect of investment, which now you're going to see the us filling in the dots, so to speak, with investment opportunities and interest.
He concedes that several larger unoccupied buildings, especially along 58th Street, continue providing a bit of a black eye, even as many other blocks have relatively few vacancies. He calls those half dozen buildings his problem children. And the Root Pike Watershed Initiative Network, which is a nonprofit that reaches into parts of Kenosha, Racine, Milwaukee, and Waukesha counties, supporting sustainability projects in the Root Pike watershed. It's named David Giordano as its new executive director. Giordano has been on the group's board for almost 5 years. He takes over from Allison Thielen, who is now directing the Eco Justice Center. Final state housing numbers should be out in the very near future, including for Racine and Kenosha, but based on the last several reporting periods, the overall market in Wisconsin, well, it seemed to show greater consistency at the end of 2015. Dave Clark with the Wisconsin Realtors Association noting that both sales and median prices came up last year.
If you look at the six different regions within the state, they're all up somewhere between 10.6% and about 12.1%. So it's a remarkably consistent story.
The last available report for 2015 showing statewide home sales up 11.3% through November, the median price at about $150,000. Tonight, the Kenosha City Council will start off the new year discussing a proposal that was made last year. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Aldermen are expected to debate a proposed change to the city's big box ordinance that would allow such development in more areas of the city. Currently, big box stores are limited to areas west of and immediately adjacent to Green Bay Road and in areas where a similar building already exists. The change would allow such development along state highways in the city. That would include areas along Sheridan Road, Highway 50, and 52nd Street. Alderman Keith Rosenberg, whose district includes the southern section of Sheridan Road, asked the council to delay action on the proposal in December so he could continue to poll residents in his district. The council is also expected to vote on a recommendation from the City Plan Commission to adopt the recommendations made by ULI for the redevelopment of the former Chrysler Engine Plant site and an ordinance to recreate the Hometown Heroes Commission to honor members of the armed forces from the city. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And a Racine native who passed away 2 days after Christmas had just learned about receiving season tickets to Lambeau Field for Packers games after having been on the waiting list for 24 years. The obituary for 36-year-old Nick Valancourt says he had attended several games with his father Gary over the years. Private funeral services were held this past weekend. A Lego Robotics League is being formed in Racine. The Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department, partnering up with the Dr. John Bryant Community Center and First Lego League, will have a couple of informational meetings, one for families with children interested in participating, one for adults who would like to coach. They'll take place Tuesday, January the 19th at the Bryant Center on 21st Street. The meeting for families, 6 to 7 p.m. The meeting for prospective coaches, that'll be from 7 to 8 p.m. More information about this by contacting the Racine Park and Rec Department. Plans to overhaul Wisconsin's civil service system still alive in the state legislature. Senate Republican leader Scott Fitzgerald expecting to take up a bill shortly after lawmakers get back to the Capitol this month. But he notes there are still some questions about whether any changes will be made.
I wouldn't say 100%. There's no chance that there could be an amendment. But for the most part, it looks like the Senate's going to move towards just taking that bill as is right now.
One sticking point that held up the bill last fall was the inclusion of so-called ban the box provisions that prevent state agencies from asking about a job applicant's criminal history. Leaders of the Ho-Chunk Nation continuing to argue against proposed legislation from Delafield Republican Senator Chris Kapanga and Saukville GOP Representative Robert Brooks that would allow landowners to excavate and possibly develop some of Wisconsin's surviving Indian mounds, many dating back more than a millennium. The Ho-Chunk say that the mound builders, as they're called, are ancestors, and they have launched a website to counter that legislation and promote a rally at the Capitol on January the 12th. A bill proposed at the state capitol would put arrests for drunk driving on the street through snowmobiling and boating at the same level. DePere Republican Representative Andre Jacques says current law tracks them separately. His bill would carry vehicle restrictions as well for offenders.
In some cases, you might have somebody without restriction using the snowmobile in place of their regular vehicle after they've had an OWI arrest.
He says the goal is to hold repeat offenders accountable no matter what they were driving. Political leaders of both parties do not listen to rural Wisconsinites. That according to Mike McCabe, who founded the grassroots group Blue Jean Nation. He was most recently head of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. McCabe says one of the biggest issues for anybody living or working away from the bigger cities, lack of broadband internet access. He also talks about bypass happy highway planning today, maintaining that shaving a few minutes off a commuter's travel time actually is a death sentence for small towns. And he says there's research that shows conditions in many rural areas have deteriorated to the point of alarming trends in mortality rates. Another reason he maintains political leaders cannot afford to continue to neglect rural America.
Nothing's been done in decades, and of course, rural people have noticed that. They've felt neglected and they've felt abandoned by political leaders in this country. And, there's an opportunity to reconnect with rural people.
McCabe and Governor Walker's consistently turned down federal funding for projects like high-speed internet and high-speed rail simply for political reasons. AccuWeather forecast. This afternoon, clouds continuing to increase, a continuing chance for snow flurries, high near 29. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.